WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, and Ground Shuttle now offers daily service to the Austin airport. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been nearly 9 months since former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace was able to block personnel records critical of his job performance. Wallace has received another 2 months to keep private what the Texas Attorney General's office previously ruled could be released. According to online records from Travis County District Court, a hearing scheduled for next Monday has been rescheduled to December 7th. A Bryan man who stayed out of jail after he was convicted of drunk driving for the sixth time last year is back behind bars.
61-year-old Mickey Chambers is accused of violating 8 conditions of community supervision. One of those conditions accuses Chambers of failing to use his vehicle's ignition interlock device 32 times between March and June of this year. He's also accused of failing to complete recommended treatment and not performing 100 hours of community service. Chambers pleaded guilty in August of last year to drunk driving in December 2015 in Bryan. According to his arrest report, his prior convictions included 2 more in Bryan, some more in Robertson County, 1 in Houston, and in Del Rio. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has filed a motion calling on Chambers to serve a 10-year prison term. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Brazos County Sheriff's Office was tipped off to an inmate attempting to escape by getting on a computer to lower his bond. Sheriff Chris Kirk says 25-year-old Peter Olson of Bryan got access to the computer while a detention officer was doing routine business.
Passing medications, was distracted, and was able to sneak up onto the platform where the officer station is and make those adjustments.
The sheriff says they confirmed on surveillance video a tip they received that Olson watched what a detention officer typed into a computer that no one knew had the ability to change jail records.
We have, with the help of our IT director, closed down the opportunities for anybody to make an edit of any of those records if they don't have the specific duty to do so.
Olson has been in jail since February of last year on bonds totaling $965,000 on charges of 6 armed robberies and 4 aggravated assaults. Bonds on the new charges related to the attempted escape have not been set. Texas A&M's Health Science Center is expanding in Houston. That's after the Board of Regents held a special meeting yesterday and approved the purchase of an 18-story building on 5.5 acres of land. No purchase price was announced of the property, which will house what the system calls an engineering medical school option, employing what is described as transformational technology for healthcare. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It is 76 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now offers daily service to and from the Austin airport too. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, now with service to Houston and Austin airports. Let us do the driving.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to SevCheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the SevCheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's SevCheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Good morning. It's 7:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that going on for you. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clouds are going to be with us throughout the day. There's also the potential for scattered showers or thunderstorms as the day goes on. We've got frontal systems slowly pushing off to our south and east. 83 to 88 today. Lots of clouds. The risk of a shower or storm overnight, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, maybe a shower in the morning, then partly to mostly cloudy and 80 to 85. Partly cloudy, 65 tomorrow night. Partial sunshine Saturday, highs 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Fighting Texas Aggie football. A big strength for the Aggs this year has been their run game. Hear from Keith Ford as well as Travion Williams, the two-headed monster there in the backfield. They'll talk about that as well as the upcoming game against South Carolina. Meanwhile, Rick Pitino is in hot water. Louisville is in hot water. What else is new? But Rick Pitino very well might have seen his last days at Louisville after leading the Cardinals to a really, really good run from 2001 until now. So we'll hear a little bit from Louisville interim president Greg Postal about the possible firing, as well as the Astros and Rangers squared off yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
So I'm reading that under his contract, if he's fired, he has to be given 10 days prior notice and have a, quote, opportunity to be heard.
Mm.
So
oh, really?
I guess as he's loading up the boxes in his office, he can tell his side of the story.
Ooh.
Which I think we discussed yesterday. It's amazing how he just doesn't know about all these things that are
going
on. How would I be able to know anything about
that? I don't
know. I'm too busy polishing my whistle and sitting in my office.
Because everybody knows that coaches aren't control freaks.
No, not at all. They have no idea what's going on with their assistant coaches. Nothing about any of that.
And
stuff.
I think this was just kind of the final straw that broke the camel's back when it came to that, because, you know, they had the whole sex scandal thing.
Yep, they
with
did.
The, with the prostitutes. So.
That's it. All right, so 50 Cent.
Fitty
claims that Donald Trump offered him $500,000 to get him elected president.
Really?
Yep. He made the reveal on a New York City radio show, and that's how much the Trump team came up with for Fitty to make an appearance in order to get the African-American vote.
Oh. Did he take it, though?
Well,
I can't remember.
I don't know. He said,
well, he filed for bankruptcy last year, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Need some cash.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't going to do it, so that wasn't enough. Wasn't worth it. Okay.
I think
it's more than zero.
If Donald Trump did indeed do that, I think he might be giving Fitty a little too much credit.
Well, could be. Well, that may
be able to sway an entire racial group
yep.
in
mm-hmm.
voting.
Well, that's, of course, that may have been the only one that returned his call, too.
Yeah, well, that's
there
true.
There you go.
All right, so A&M has bought some land in Houston.
Correct, 5.5 acres.
Apparently, they did that a better way than Texas did. You know, the chancellor of Texas kind of got himself into trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Well, he decided to go buy some land and mm-hmm. really didn't ask anybody else about it. And I think they just kind of put it on the agenda, and that irked the governor
Whoopsie.
Somewhat. Yeah. And I don't know what they were going to do with it, or it was like near a trailer park or something. I don't know. It didn't end up well. So this is a little better. I'm kind of interested in this transformational technology.
In healthcare.
What does that mean?
You know, I wish I knew.
Other than saying it's stuff we're not doing now.
Right.
Right? And so it'll be different.
Cutting edge.
Yeah, I like the transformational mm-hmm. technology thing. So maybe we'll find out a little bit more about that. And this inmate in the
oh my gosh.
Brazos County Jail.
This was a crazy story. So basically, because Bill Oliver was able to talk to me a little bit more about it yesterday in depth than just what we were able to put in the newscasts. But basically, he was watching the the detention officer and able to mimic how he accessed the computer. And the detention officer, you know, left his station to go do other duties. And while he was distracted, the inmate was able to get in and change his bond to lower his bond because it was at, you know, almost, you know, $1 million,
yeah,
basically.
$950,000.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Right? Right.
And so he was able to lower it to about 10% of what it was supposed to be in hopes of getting released on bond quicker than he would have.
Wow.
So now he will also be charged with escape by, I don't know the correct term, but basically he'll be charged with attempting escape and his bond will just be set
higher. We need to get
higher.
That on the National Prep Services. I have to believe there are other morning talk shows who would find that rather interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And again, it gives you a little bit of a peek behind the curtain as to now what law enforcement has to be able to do.
Right. And what they said, you know, what Sheriff Chris Kirk said was they didn't even realize that those computers located in those areas had the ability to change jail records. I mean, these detention officers didn't even, you know, realize that wasn't part of their job. And so they didn't even know that that was a possibility. But apparently this guy got in and realized he could change certain things.
So, go ahead.
He found all of this out on the fly. He didn't know about this before. I mean, he had to have known what the computers were capable of before he got on there,
to some extent.
To some extent. He may have just thought, hey, there's got to be something in the computer that could help me get out of here quicker.
And now, did somebody narc him out?
Yeah. So someone narked him out, and then they were able to go back and look at surveillance video and catch him in the act,
so
I believe.
Not only did we have a prisoner who's smart enough to figure that out, we had a second prisoner who realized what he was doing.
Right. Right.
It's
correct.
Not like he was in there playing Space Invaders.
Yeah. I mean, this is stuff you see on TV shows.
It
like,
really
this is.
Is,
you know, Orange is the New Black needs to take a note right here and maybe put that in their script.
Well, it is. Again, that would be a. And if that's the case, did the guy come up with this by himself? And if he did, does that tell you we've got some wasted mental aptitude here?
Right.
I mean,
now he got like caught on 6 armed robberies.
I understand. So. Right. Yeah.
But
I know. There,
smart people can be criminals too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They can. I just.
It was a crazy story.
Yeah, glad to hear more about that, because for the little bit I'd heard, I'm just shaking my head going,
mm-hmm.
All right, so here we go. If you ever wonder how the state of affairs in the U.S. is affecting millennials, a student in California wore a sweatshirt with a Confederate flag on it.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Fellow students were ticked off, took a picture of him, posting it on social media with the caption, "White Power." So the principal of the school called the student into his office. Student told him that he wore the shirt to honor the Southern heritage and that he was not a racist. The school sent him home for his own safety after the meme was posted on social media. Superintendent of the school said school administrators have met with the student and his parents about the incident that took place on Friday and have worked to resolve the incident as well as to ensure that there will be no more similar incidents like that in the future. The entire thing is an educational reminder to all of us how the interpretations of different symbols and expressions can vary from person to person. It's also a reminder that schools should always be safe and inclusive places for students to learn and interact with one another.
But see, now, I mean, obviously, this is a little bit different
in
that, you know, it's got a pass to it. But when you're talking about how anyone basically can find offense to anything, it's subjective. I can say that I'm offended by the shirt that you're wearing.
Right.
It's a T-shirt. And basically what the school is saying, in order to be inclusive, we have to go along with what the student's saying.
Well, that's right, but that means the student on the other side of the issue as well.
Yeah, right.
You can't say you're going to protect this person and then say you're going to be inclusive.
Right.
You know, if he says this won't happen again, wait, we're going to be inclusive, that just means we're going to embrace what you believe as long as it's in agreement with what we think is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is not really what it's about.
Right. I really want to know where his Southern heritage comes
from. It would be interesting to know.
Because
this.
You said this was in California.
Yep, it is. Yep.
And honestly, this is something that I thought about, I don't know, a month or so ago. I wonder when anybody's going to call for the name of the Dixie Chicken to be changed.
Oh, listen to you.
Not to give anybody
any ideas.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm sitting out there thinking. And I also wonder, too, who folks that are for taking Confederate monuments down and things like that, what they feel about like places like Vicksburg.
Sure, where it's an entire
city. Right, you'd mentioned that before.
Yeah. And that the economy of that town relies heavily on that.
There is no doubt. And we'll just see. There's, as you said, the key word here is offended. We've heard about safe zones where people can't even say anything because words hurt as much as weapons do now. And if you can't be exposed to something that is different from what you were brought up with, you feel hurt. See, I thought that's what college was supposed to be about, for
instance.
I thought so. The whole idea that you may run into somebody else who believes differently than you, but, hey, they're an okay person. They're
all right. Right.
That's how I feel with lots of people up here.
aside from that thing, they're fine.
But no, I do. I think you're right. I think college is where you are exposed to differences in a quicker, you know, instance and than anywhere else. And so, and especially when you're in a group or an organization, you know, I think about it as being on an athletic team. My very first, you know, freshman and sophomore year. These were girls who became some of my best friends, but they were all very different than friends that I had grown up with.
Come into a different, you get exposed to a different value system.
Right, absolutely.
Hello.
Absolutely.
Well, you can't wait on us.
No.
And so, you know, and I think that's, you know, that's what I like about schools like Texas A&M, where there's a ton of organizations that you can get involved in. And, you know, these people, you have a common, you know, you have stuff in common, but at the same time, they're coming from all different backgrounds.
Hello.
Hey, y'all were mentioning Vicksburg earlier. Did you realize that Vicksburg didn't celebrate the 4th of July for many years because that was the reason, or that was the day that they fell or surrendered to the Union?
Oh, really? Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. See, our callers know.
Appomattox was on the 4th of July?
That's she said. Well, that's what she said. Is that?
I didn't hear exactly what.
Well, call us back.
I thought that's what she said. I thought she said that's when the surrender was of the Confederacy.
We can look it up.
Anyways,
you're going to look it up and see. Go.
I'm seeing April 9th, 1865.
Okay, we'll get some more clarity.
But, you know, and this is a blanket, you know, statement, but I feel like now kids are getting to college and change in, you know, differences is scary versus, you know, which it wasn't not scary at times whenever I was in college, but now they run into different people and it's like they don't know what to do.
All these strange people were scaring Chelsea back.
No, you're right. That's very important.
No, and I agree with that.
I think our caller's back. Hey, you back?
Hey, I thought.
Go ahead.
I thought he was talking about Vicksburg and the economy of Vicksburg.
Right, right. Okay, so say again.
Surrendered to the Union on July 4th.
Did they surrender to the Union on July the 4th? Is that what you're saying?
That was my understanding, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have a look. That doesn't, you're.
So that was the Vicksburg surrender
Vicksburg
is what she
surrender,
was talking about.
I took
that
surrender.
As the Confederacy. Yeah, okay. She is right. July 4th, 1863.
Okay.
The other deal is that I can certainly remember times in class when somebody we would get in discussions about things because that's what it's about is to be able to discuss. And sometimes you're discussing while you're sitting in the student lounge or you're maybe discussing in the hallway. Or we can take it out of the college environment and just be at a place where you work.
Right.
You don't even have to have a college education, clearly, to have an opinion on
things. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you work with people, and you get a chance to explain. And it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to change everybody's mind, but you've got to be exposed to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The way
I agree.
The way I look at it is, if you're only friends with people who agree with you on everything, how boring is that?
I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, I have a friend, for example, she lived at home during college.
Okay.
And when she moved to big city after graduation, I mean, it took a couple of years for her to get adjusted. It really did. And so, and still today, we're 29 years old. There's sometimes that she says things and I'm like, oh my God, you were so sheltered.
Yeah. Well.
And a lot of that I think has to do with living at home for those 5 years of college.
Wouldn't it be interesting to find somebody 10 years after they move away to see them? That's why we have high school reunions, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we
see,
can do that.
How fat everybody's gotten.
What's wrong? Why you look so sad?
It's my job, Jake. It's got me lower than a sow's belly. My boss down at the factory told me if I don't find a coating solution for a metal thingamajigs, I might as well clean out my locker.
Earl, all you've got to do is get your thingamajigs to Jackrabbit Powder Coating. They'll sandblast it, clean it, coat it, and send it out the door with a high-quality finish and quick turnaround.
I'll tell you what, one of these days I'm going to remember back static chowder voting.
Earl, you are something else. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, hey, there you go. 724 Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Caller was right. Vicksburg did surrender July 4th. July 4th.
Yeah, so that's interesting that they didn't celebrate July 4th for a long time.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
1863. And again, that was an important battle for the Union, certainly. Yep. Did you hear about the woman who died from the flesh-eating bacteria?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I've heard of the flesh-eating bacteria. This was recent?
Yes. Texas woman fell into Hurricane Harvey flooded waters at her son's home and ended up dead from the flesh-eating bacteria. 77-year-old Nancy Reed, second known person to contract flood-related, it's narcotizing fasciitis.
Yeah, sure, it eats your flesh.
The quick-spreading infection, which can cause organ failure and death in a short amount of time, also hit her rescuer, who was helping her, but he contracted it through an insect bite, but survived.
Yow! So how do you end up getting rid of that? I mean, do you have to take some kind of antibiotic?
I'm not exactly sure. You know, the story that I've always heard, too, is that you have to be careful in Texas lakes during the summertime as you ski, because if you take the spray in through your nose, for instance, you can get infections as well. So wear a clothespin when you ski on a Texas lake. That's
right?
Today's
okay.
helpful hint for you, just to know this. And while we're talking about kind of natural stuff, a massive granite slab, which officials say was the size basically of an apartment building, fell off the face of El Capitan,
okay,
killing one person and injuring another. This is the height of the climbing season in Yosemite, and reports say that at least 30 climbers on the 4,000-foot-tall wall at the park at the time of the collapse. Rangers said that piece of the rock was at least 100 feet by 100 feet. So that has obviously...
It's a way to go out.
Yep,
jeez.
Changed the look of the El Capitan as well.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's not going to stay like that forever.
Correct.
And,
no.
So that's how
not
that
if
happens.
People are pushing rocks.
Yep. 726, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, holding the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We're going to have a first chance of rain, which is a nice thing because we could use some of that, but got a pretty good run as far as the temps are concerned. We'll be in the mid to upper 80s and north wind, which will make it feel kind of pleasant next few days. So 40% chance of rain today, 30% tonight, and on Friday, a 20% chance of rain. Lows, well, tomorrow night, 66, probably 64 on Saturday night, and 68 on Sunday. Again, the wind's now out of the east at 7. 88% relative humidity, and we've got 76 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Yet another Obamacare repeal went down in flames thanks to Republican Senators John McCain, Susan Collins, and others. And it should now be apparent to everybody that there never was any desire to repeal it. Senator Collins of Maine blamed her opposition on proposed Medicaid cuts. She said that it was unacceptable to make structural changes without hearings. Her thumbs down came despite Senators Lindsey Graham's and Bill Cassidy's offer to bribe her to boost federal health care funds for her state by 40% to win her vote. She still said no. Democrat leader Chuck Schumer is gloating. He says once the repeal bill is officially off the table, the Democrats will work with Republicans to bail out Obamacare. That means the insurance companies. He wants to find a compromise with Republicans that stabilizes health care markets. That's the insurance companies. That'll mean higher premiums, not lower. You watch. Now, for years, I've told you what compromise means in Washington. Republicans fold. And after they cave on their principles, they join Democrats to enact whatever the Democrats wanted in the first place. So here we are. Republicans control the majority of state governments. They control the House. They control the Senate. They control the White House and the agencies of the federal government. And the Democrats, a losing party, can barely elect local dog catchers, but they control the Republicans and their agenda prevails. It's surreal, but that's just the way it is. Voters be damned.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
It is an honor and privilege to own land. Caring for land has its own cost. So my good friends at Mahindra are lessening the burden on landowners by offering the biggest savings of the year during the Mahindra inventory clearance sale. That's right. You can enjoy special cash back and savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. And every penny you save on your Mahindra can be invested right back into your land. It's really the most affordable way to care for the land you love. Get a new tractor or UTV at a rock-bottom price, plus the industry's best warranty. It's a win-win. So get your work done, America, and learn more about inventory clearance savings on the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It is 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County jail inmate held for more than a year and a half on charges of 6 armed robberies and 4 aggravated assaults is now accused of trying to escape by manipulating online records. Sheriff Chris Kirk says 25-year-old Peter Olson of Bryan was able to memorize what detention officers typed on a computer keyboard to gain access to bond records. And Olson monitored when detention officers were away from the computer, so he was able to change his bond, which before the new charges totaled $965,000.
We have it on video. He did it 2 different occasions and was able to adjust his bonds basically down to about 10% of the value that was already posted.
The sheriff says changes have been made on what can be done on computers located in areas with inmates.
In this particular case, a handful of our officers had what would be administrative rights, allowing them to change things. None of them have that responsibility. None of them knew they had the capabilities. It was just by accident, in this case, that Peter Olson was able to open up those records and discover that he could edit them.
The sheriff says they were tipped off to what Olson was doing. Kirk also says a detention officer received disciplinary action for not locking the computer while they were away doing other duties. Former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace gets another 2 months to block records that are critical of his job performance. According to online records from Travis County District Court, Wallace's hearing seeking a permanent injunction that was supposed to be held next Monday has been pushed back to December 7th. Some of the documents were leaked from an unrevealed source in June. Wallace has been able to protect the remainder since shortly after filing his lawsuit last January against the Attorney General's Office, which ruled the records could be released. There was a new development in the punishment of a Bryan man who last August admitted to drunk driving for the sixth time as part of a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
61-year-old Mickey Chambers, who was placed on 5 years of community supervision instead of serving 10 years in prison, is back in jail. Chambers is accused of violating 8 conditions of his community supervision agreement. Among the allegations are driving a vehicle without an ignition interlock, driving his vehicle 32 times in a 3-month period without using the interlock device, failing to be tested for alcohol and drugs, failing to complete treatment, and failing to perform 100 hours of community service. This plea agreement with prosecutors followed an arrest in Bryan in December of 2015. According to the arrest report, Chambers has 2 other DWI convictions in Bryan, along with 1 in Robertson County, 1 in Valverde County, west of San Antonio, and 1 in Houston. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas A&M System Board of Regents have approved the purchase of an 18-story building on 5.5 acres of land in Houston. The building is across the street from the Texas Medical Center and adjacent to the A&M Health Science Center's Institute of Biosciences and Technology. A purchase price was not disclosed. According to the system, the property will house a doctor training program with Houston Methodist Hospital. Sonic says there's been some unusual activity on credit cards used at some of its 3,500 restaurants. What the publication, Krebs on Security, called a potential breach, Sonic did not disclose how many credit cards were potentially involved or when the incident took place. Sonic's credit card processor notified the fast food chain last week and have brought in third-party forensic experts and law enforcement officials. Northeast of Nacogdoches, 5 children have been removed from a home after 2 of the kids were found eating paint and all were living in miserable conditions. The Nacogdoches County Sheriff's Office arrested the 28-year-old mother after deputies and EMTs responded to the home in Garrison. Deputies found human waste on beds, walls, and floors throughout the home and sinks so clogged that there was no way the children, from infant through 6 years old, could have been bathed. Republican lawmakers in Washington are hailing the introduction of tax reform legislation. Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes Grimes and Madison counties, chairs the House Ways and Means Committee.
9 out of 10 Americans will be able to file their taxes using a simple postcard-style system.
Comments from Brady at a news conference introducing the president's tax reform plan were provided by his office. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says tax reform will encourage economic investment and innovation for American small businesses and industry, which will spur opportunity and improve global competitiveness. We'll hear from Congressman Flores in just a few minutes. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It is 76 degrees. You can call or text us anytime, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There has never been a better time to shop Amish Furniture for generations than right now for their huge bedroom floor model sale. Featuring best-selling Amish builders like Schwartz, Schrox, Miller, and more. Find up to 25% off select bedroom floor models and 10% off new orders. That means remarkable savings on exquisite handcrafted solid wood American-made bedrooms. You don't want to miss this spectacular bedroom sale at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road in Bryan.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 926-2C.
Good morning, 7:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radio and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We have a cold front in our vicinity this morning, and that'll lead to clouds, could lead to a few showers or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. Temperatures 83 to 88 this afternoon. There's a chance of some showers and storms into tonight, low 65 to 70. Maybe a leftover shower tomorrow morning, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy, 80 to 85 tomorrow. Turning partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65. Sunshine in time for the weekend, Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're hearing from two Aggie running backs, Keith Ford and Travion Williams, talking about the season so far, the running back core, and what they expect to see later on this week against South Carolina. Also, college football actually technically kicks off tonight. It'll be the Texas Longhorns visiting the Iowa State Cyclones. So should be a good one up in Ames. Kickoff is slated for 7 o'clock. Texas A&M softball has a new hitting coach. It's a veteran, Aggie himself, a former Aggie athlete, and Keith Stein. And Louisville, by the way, is probably parting ways with Rick Pitino, the interim president for Louisville. Greg Postal spoke at a press conference yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, let's head to Washington, D.C. And Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to be back on with you this week.
Yep. Let's talk about we're on Thursday first, but let's talk about you were not with us last week. What was going on?
Well, I was with I'm part of the House Democracy Partnership. Speaker Ryan appointed me to that late last year. It is a bipartisan group that works with Congresses and parliaments in foreign countries that are emerging democracies. And we try to help them develop their constitutional legislative branch in each of these countries. And so last week, we went to South America. We went to Chile. We went to Peru. And then we ended up in Guatemala and then got back last Friday. And then Peru has had an established democracy, but it's having some issues. Chile has come a long way from the Pinochet dictatorship years. And actually, they've got one of the best functioning democracies in the Southern Hemisphere, and so we're trying to get them to be more of a regional player, trying to get them to move to the next step. And then Guatemala is kind of a basket case when it comes to corruption, so we're working with their legislators there to try to help them move to the next stage in addressing these issues.
Right. Well, of course, the worst is Venezuela, what they used to be and what they are now. It's a tragic story down in that part of the world. Well,
It's awful, yeah.
Now, you couldn't be with us yesterday, and that was because you were able to get, I guess, a rollout of the tax plan that the president would propose. What kind of things did you hear yesterday as a group of Republicans hearing the key points were of this tax plan?
Well, I guess the headline issues are, number one is we learned from the rollout of our Obamacare repeal replacement. We learned from the way that rollout didn't work very well, and of course the Senate has totally botched it up. And so we wanted to make sure we didn't repeat those mistakes. And then the second headline is we got into more of the weeds on what this tax reform proposal looks like. The White House and the Senate leadership and the House leadership and the tax writers for each of the House and the Senate have worked together for the last several months to come up with a framework on what tax reform looks like for the 21st century. We dug into that yesterday. I'm pretty excited about it. We can go through that here in this call if you'd like to, because some of the things it does on both the family side and the business side are going to be remarkably helpful for working class folks and also for the United States economy.
Well, I saw something I thought was pretty simple. You got three individual tax rates, 12, 25, and 35. High is now
34. There's a 0% bracket.
Okay.
Too.
All right. That's,
so yep. People don't talk about it. Yeah.
So the top rate used to be close to 40%. So you're lowering that 5%. That's true. But again, with a 0 and a 12% on the lower end, that would seem to be something that's fair and equitable. Doesn't sound too complicated. And also, you're lowering the corporate tax rate 15% if this goes through, which would make a big difference.
That would be huge. I mean, when I look at what we do for families, the bottom line is their paychecks go up. Unless you're a really high-income taxpayer, your tax bill is going to actually go up under this because you're losing a lot of the deductions that you've received in the past. So it's a little bit hurtful for high-income folks. For instance, will wind up paying more. That's fine with me because I think when I look at what it does to the economy overall, everybody is better off. So this is what I call trickle out from the working class group of folks. and it positively impacts everybody versus the old trickle down theory, which I think works, but it's just not as direct. Now on the business side, the new expensing rules, the 20% rate. The way we've taken care of pass-through entities like subchapter S's and limited partnerships and so forth is incredible. The way we're dealing with multinational corporations is really incredible. It takes us from being one of the least competitive tax systems in the world to being one of the most competitive. The average tax rate for the developing countries in the world, the established developing countries in the world, is about 22%. This takes us to 20. It's going to be huge.
Well, of course,
it really is a great framework.
The other thing, it repeals the estate tax, the alternative minimum tax. Now, tell me how the Texas caucus felt from the standpoint of it gets rid of deductions for state and local taxes, and that's something the Texans have been able to take advantage of before. So that goes away. What's the feeling in the Republican, the Texas caucus about that?
Well, actually, what we think is it's a net benefit. When you look at the value of the reduced rates to the population of Texas as a whole, we are a lot better off than the truly high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, Illinois, and California. And one of the statements I made when I got up yesterday is that there is no reason that a federal taxpayer in a low-tax state should subsidize the tax bill for somebody in a high-tax state. That drew wide applause, except from the people in the Northeast. They were sort of torqued about it. But there's no reason federal tax policy should have any impact on state tax policy. So, if somebody wants to live in New York and pay for the cost of a high cost government, they shoot down and do it. If they want to be in a low cost state, then they ought to move to Texas or Florida or somewhere like that. And so that I'm fine with it. And I think once everybody actually says, okay, I got to take a step back and say, okay, I lost that deduction, but also don't have to worry about the AMT anymore, and I get a lower tax rate. I think that's hugely helpful for Texans as a whole.
Okay, Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. Of course, then it goes to the Senate. Yesterday, Paul Ryan said there are 274 bills that are still in the Senate that have passed through the House. And quite honestly, Congressman, I think there are a lot of people out there who don't know whether Paul Ryan's a senator or a congressman. They don't know if John Cornyn is a senator or a congressman. They don't know if Bill Flores is a senator or a congressman. The bottom line is the Republican Party looks really, really bad right now, and I think they're going to pay for it in the next election. And what do you do in a situation like that?
Well, I have to agree with you. I thought Paul Ryan did a really good job on Sean Hannity last night on Fox, explaining what we've done in the House, because we've been operating at a frenetic level of activity to get things done for the good of the American people. But it's all gotten stymied in the Senate. And at the end of the day, the American people really don't care about the differences between they don't compare and contrast the Senate's activity versus the House's activity. And so I think as a result of that, Congress as a whole gets tagged as being as not getting things done for our country, and as a result, I think everybody pays for it. I think the folks in the majority, us, the Republicans, are going to wind up paying for that unless the Senate can get off its rear and start getting some things done. I was part of a press conference for the Republican Study Committee on Tuesday, and I, again, challenged the Senate to do the right by the American people and put the Constitution ahead of the institution and get rid of the stupid filibuster rule. That's what's killed health care. Because they're having to operate within this archaic 19th century set of rules that came out of the early 1800s that prevents them from writing a health care repeal replacement plan that does everything we want to do. And so they've got to get off their butts and get that stopped and start doing the right thing and shut down Schumer on this 30 hours per nominee confirmation. They've got to stop that. Look, the American people put the Republicans in the majority in the Senate. They didn't put Chuck Schumer in charge. And right now, Chuck Schumer's in charge.
Well, and just finally, John Cornyn's number two in the Senate. He's a Republican from Texas. Mitch McConnell is a Republican from Kentucky. You're right, the 60 votes needs to go away, but they simply chuckle and say that's the way the system is and we can't do anything about it. And quite honestly, that's BS. It just is.
You're exactly right. It is BS because There are two ways to change things in the Senate. You can get two-thirds of the Senate to vote to change the rules, or you could use something called precedent. And that's what Harry Reid did, for example, to drop the threshold for judicial nominees from 60 to 51. And so if Mitch McConnell wanted to, he could use precedent to change the rules for appropriations bills or health care bills or every bills or all confirmations. I mean, he could do kind of whatever he wants. I will tell you this. He does have a big challenge in the Republican Party in the Senate. There are some folks over there in the Senate who are institutionalists, and they don't believe the rules should change no matter what. And so because of that, I don't think he can get 51 votes to use precedent to change the voting rules over there. And so in my view of the world, all those people over there that are institutionalists and put the institution in the Constitution should be gone because that they are not doing the right thing for the American people. The American people made a clear message last November in the Senate. Those people who do not want to change the rules are getting in the way of that. And that's the quickest path to minority. Their argument to me, including some housebroken members that got elected with me in the House and subsequently moved to the Senate, they tell me, well, we're worried about what happens if we wind up in the minority. And I said, well, you're on a fast path to it right now because you're not getting anything done.
Hey, I got an idea. Do this, roll it out, and say we're going to take away your computers, give you back typewriters, take away your cell phones, and give you dial telephones, and let's see how happy you are with the technology from the time when these laws went into effect. Try that. Let's see how they
exactly
respond.
Right.
Congressman,
they didn't have typewriters back then. So.
I think we ought to do it.
We'll give you a quill pen.
Yeah, exactly. We'll give you that, and then if you feel like you can still work in those quaint ways. Congressman Bill Flores joins us every week. Every week you can generally hear him on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Float that to them. Give them all typewriters and take their computers away. See how that works.
I will do that. I have lunch with the two Texans are coming over today, so I'll throw that out.
All right, it's good. Thanks a lot for the time this morning.
Talk to you soon. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and and all our hurricane victims. We've got a lot of people that are in tragic situations in Florida, Puerto Rico, and Texas, and we need to keep them in our thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Whether you're in need of toolboxes, towing hitches, bed covers, grill guards, headache racks, winches, or any other item to customize your truck or SUV, Texas Truck Riggins has it, along with an experienced, knowledgeable staff that takes great pride in providing professional installation that's second to none.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Dr. Meg Meeker, a pediatrician, recently told me how her dad brought about a crucial turning point in her life. During her senior year of college, she got rejection letters from every medical school she applied to. She was only 21, but her dream of practicing medicine already seemed to be over. Then one day, she overheard her dad in another room talking on the phone to a friend. Her dad said, "My daughter Meg, she'll be going to medical school in the next couple of years." That moment changed her life literally. She remembers the confidence welling up inside of her and thinking, "I will become a doctor because my dad said so." Her father's belief alone was enough to inspire her to pick herself up, shake off her disappointment, and press forward in her pursuit of a medical degree. And now she's been practicing for over 30 years. When a dad believes in his child, it has an enormous impact, and the research proves it. When dad is in the home, every measure of a child's life improves. IQ and graduation rates from high school and college increase, while there's a decrease in depression, low self-esteem, early sexual activity, and drug and alcohol abuse. So let me talk to you, Dad. No matter how old your kids are, they are hungry for your affirmation. Call them, text them, buy a plane ticket if you have to. But let your kids know that you love them, you're proud of them, and you believe in them. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. It's 7:54. Fighting Texas Aggie football is riding a three-game win streak heading into this Saturday's game against South Carolina, and a big reason for that success has been the Aggie running attack. The Maroon and White have had four different players eclipse the 100-yard game mark this season, and Kendall Bussey finished just shy of that mark with 99 against Nicholls State. Now, the veteran of the group, senior Keith Ford, says the guy's hard work is paying off.
It's a blessing. I would never ask for anything better. You know, it's a tremendous group of guys in that meeting room, and I want to see everybody play because I think we're the best group, the best core. Of the offense, so you know, I think highly of the younger guys, and they're developing very fast.
Ford leads the team in rushing touchdowns with 5 and ranks second in yards with 243. Meanwhile, sophomore Travion Williams has set the standard with 333 rushing yards on the ground despite working around a bum ankle. And much like Ricky Bobby, Williams says he wants to go fast.
Coach Summon preaches about we play the way we play is the way we practice is the way we're gonna play. And we have a deal here. It's Fast Friday, and on Friday we play fast. We play as fast as we can play, and we can practice, and then we go out there and do fast things on Saturday.
We'll see how fast Travion and the guys go this Saturday as they take on the Gamecocks. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. with broadcast starting at 5:30 right here on WTAW. The Aggies won't be in action until Saturday, but the Texas Longhorns are on the field tonight. They pay a visit to the Iowa State Cyclones. Kickoff for that one is at 7 o'clock in Ames. Former Texas A&M baseball player and 6-year softball coaching veteran Keith Stein has been named the Aggies' new softball hitting coach. Stein returns to Aggieland from UTSA, where he was in his first season as an assistant coach for the Roadrunners and also served as an assistant coach for Stephen F. Austin in 2017. The University of Louisville has placed head coach Rick Pitino and athletic director Tom Jurich on administrative leave amid a federal bribery investigation into men's college basketball. Jurich is on paid leave while Pitino is on unpaid leave. Louisville interim president Greg Postal spoke at a press conference yesterday.
While the investigation is continuing and no charges have been filed against the University of Louisville or any of its employees, the allegations are serious. It is vital for this university to strictly adhere to NCAA rules and, of course, federal law. Doing nothing would be a tacit endorsement of unethical and criminal behavior.
The audio is courtesy of the Courier-Journal in Louisville. Now, Pitino has served as the head coach of the Cardinals since 2001, where he's led them to 18 NCAA tournament appearances and the national championship in 2013. It's the latest black eye for the program, as Pitino and Louisville are in the middle of appealing NCAA sanctions following an embarrassing sex scandal involving players and paid escorts. And out to the baseball diamond, where the Houston Astros and Texas Rangers closed out their Lone Star Series yesterday afternoon.
0-1. And Springer hits this one high in the air and pretty deep to right center field. Going back on it is the shield. He is at the wall. He leaps, and that's gone! Grand slam for George Springer. And the Astros lead is 9-2.
Robert Ford with the call on Astros Radio. Springer smacked that grand salami in the sixth, and Carlos Correa went deep twice as the Astros rolled over the Rangers 12-2. Now the win capped off a series sweep for Houston, which outscored Texas 37-7 in the three games. With the win, the Astros improved to 98-60. They're currently one game back of Cleveland for the best record in the American League. They head to Boston tonight to take on the Red Sox at 6:10. Meanwhile, the Rangers, well, they're already out of playoff contention. They're 76-82. They host the Oakland A's tonight at 7:05. And week four of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Green Bay Packers hosting the Chicago Bears at 7:25. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Dreams become a reality at the most magical event in the Brazos Valley. On October 21st, join characters from all of your favorite movies and television shows for an enchanting dining experience at the Scotty's House Character Breakfast. Snap a photo, get an autograph, and visit your favorite characters. Please help support this event and encourage the mission of Scotty's House, serving abused children in the Brazos Valley. Purchase tickets at scottyshouse.org. See you at the Scotty's House Character Breakfast, Saturday, October 21st, from 9:30 to 11 a.m. at the Brazos Center.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock.